Hi there. The word for you today is deal with the stumbling blocks. In Romans 14, verse 13, Paul writes, make up your mind not to put any stumbling block in your brother's way. If you want to win somebody to Christ, there are certain stumbling blocks that you may have to remove for them. Let's be honest. People are turned off by religion for a lot of different reasons, some of them legitimate ones. Let's look at some. First, hypocrisy. Think about the 12 disciples. One of them betrayed Jesus, one of them denied him, and one of them doubted him. That's a 25% default rate, 3 out of 12. But the good news is, Jesus continues to love us and work with us in spite of our problems. Here's another stumbling block for people, terminology. If you grew up in church, you're probably familiar with Bible terminology. But don't assume everybody else is, or you'll talk over their heads. When Jesus talked to shepherds, he discussed sheep. When he talked to farmers, he discussed sowing and reaping. So identify the person's interests and spiritual needs, then use language they understand. And a third stumbling block for people is negative emphasis. If your major emphasis is on what people can't do as a Christian, they'll probably run in the opposite direction. A well-known preacher says, I grew up understanding what our church was against, but never what it was for. Basically, we were against everything. Then smiling, he added, we preached against smoking and drinking, and we specially preached against adultery because we believed that could lead to dancing. Seriously, the gospel is not about what you lose when you come to Christ. It's about what you gain. Jesus said in John 10, verse 10, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. So if you're serious about winning someone to Christ, you've got to recognize the stumbling blocks that stand in their way and try to remove them.